You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Stugatz, ever since we went solo, my sleep has been like a really, really unholy mess of waking up at 3 or 3:15 in the morning and not being able to get back to sleep. And last night, the thing, and one of the many things you shouldn't do if you're waking up at that hour in the morning is check any devices, turn on lights, do any of that stuff. But at 3 a.m.
Or text your coworkers.
That's correct. That's sometimes if I have not gone back to sleep, I get some business done there. Yes.
Appreciate the sleep advice, Dan.
And the reason
You're the guy I go to on that.
The reason I'm giving this sleep, the reason I'm telling you this on the front end is because last night, even though I know not to check my phone, I had to. Just to see how quickly a goal was scored in the Tampa Bay Rangers game, because we had bet, as yet another failed bet of ours. We are now 0-13. Mike had bet correctly. Well, no one's going to score at the beginning of that series, right? Given the way the keepers are playing, given no way the Rangers are going to score six goals on Tampa when it would have taken the Florida Panthers 7 months to score six goals on Tampa. We lose another bet where Mike bet. Inside of 10 minutes, there would not be a goal scored in that game. It seemed like a prudent bet. It was gone a minute in.
Yeah,
I went and checked. I'm at 3 a.m. in the sadness of the darkness. I'm checking my phone, and I'm checking in, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. Did they score to make it 1-0 with a minute left in the period? No. I'm groggy, and I'm reading this upside down. They scored a minute into the game when we bet that no one would score for 10 minutes.
How dare you, Dan? It was closer to 2 minutes into the game, and it might have been the first clean shot on target of the game, too. What's up? 88 sucks now? The Rangers scored twice as many goals as the Panthers did their entire series against Tampa Bay. They scored six. The Panthers scored three in their four-game sweep at the hands of the defending champion. Vasilevsky is human.
Did anyone else fade it?
They were mocking him pretty good. The fans at the Garden were mocking Igor very, very good. Like, they were chanting his name. They were in his head. It was some of the best hockey. I'm sorry, did I get his name wrong?
No, you're not saying Shesterkin. That's the smart move by you. The fans were chanting Igor's better. Chris, you're fading these picks
now? I faded. I went over. I went for the game. I didn't have the ability to bet because, I didn't bet the first 10 minutes, but I did go over for the game. I was like, Mike is so sure. It's nothing against Mike. When you're overly confident about a bet, it usually fails.
You know, watching that game, I was frustrated because I didn't have a good day on that game, and I thought I had a good read on it, and 88 sucks now. He's only good against the Panthers and after a loss, but I got more mad at DraftKings for ignoring my weekend text when I was trying to jinx the Celtics, because that would have either been a winner, more than likely would have sent the Heat into the finals. How dare this Boston-based partner of ours do that?
Well, we are in a bad position right now with these bets because we're 0-13. We've gone through Billy's sister, Billy's...
What?
What happened?
Billy, I don't remember. Our first group of bets.
I have a stat of the day if you want that to help you out here.
No, but we consulted. Our original ringer on making these picks was a relative of yours, was it not?
Friends and family, different relatives. Yeah, Chris had some, Tony had some. Yeah, you know, outsourced. It was a group effort to make these picks. Yeah,
but now the professionals have come in, and I've gotten it wrong. Stugatz has gotten it wrong. Mike Ryan has gotten it wrong.
What makes you guys professionals in picking these bets? You've all been wrong too.
We're all experts. We're all sports experts.
Apparently not.
Sports experts.
I have the Strohs. What are you talking about? I mean,
Stugatz did have the Strohs. He did tell us about that.
You also had a parlay, though, that was going to save us at 0-11 that was Heat and Panthers both winning on nights that they lost. One of the saddest nights in South Florida history. You had, if people had bet the other side of your bet, they would have won the bet.
We need to put our heads together, and we need to get a winning Wednesday for once in our lives next Wednesday.
It's unbelievable, though. Or is it? Is it the most believable thing?
It's believable. Yeah. I mean, look, there's all sorts of factors. There was a crooked UFC judge. There was me being ghosted by our partners over at DraftKings because they're all Celtics fans over there. There's a lot of mitigating factors we could only pick from a Wednesday game. But next Wednesday is game 3 of the NBA Finals. And by then, we should have a really great read on that entire series. And we will not fail you.
It is fairly flabbergasting. Mike, you got inundated as soon as the goal was scored.
I couldn't help but laugh. How can you? This is historic. We literally can't go 0-13 if we tried. We're actively trying to not go 0-13.
I've done it twice.
But parlays, in whatever is our meager defense,
wasn't even a parlay though. No, this was a single play.
This was one play.
This was me trying to game the system. All right, I know how to stop it.
One play boost.
Just need one.
Can I get an odds boost tonight? There's something I like tonight. I mean,
No, it's not winning Thursday.
Well, Guillermo, put it on the poll, please, at Levitard
like
Show.
I like the C's.
All right, let's beta test this. If you lean C's, then I guess. We have faith in you. We ride the hot hand next winning Wednesday.
I took the Strohs.
Do you like the C's?
I like the dubs.
Yeah. You like the dubs?
Well, now we're at odds.
Now we get to see whoever wins tonight, then we're in charge of the parlay.
What if they tie?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they have an odd.
I like the C's on the money line, by the way.
You can't tie a 3.5. So I like the C's too. And I'm also, since I'm already fighting with all of Steph Curry Twitter, I'm taking the under on his points.
Really?
Yeah. I'm taking the under on his points and under 3.5 three-pointers made from Steph Curry. Let's go.
You have decided, you have enraged the Steph Curry hive because you have dared to point out again and again what you're saying is, it is a simple fact, that Steph Curry has never been the bus driver.
No, I'm not saying he's never been the
bus
driver.
You know what? But that's what the argument is, that he's never won a finals MVP when they've won in the championship.
That's weird. It's weird. And I want to see him, and I hear all the people hit me with the averages and what he does in the fourth quarter, and that's great. But I think people are so far separated from those finals that they haven't looked at when he had an opportunity to win the finals MVP. He put up an 11-point effort. He has a couple 11-point efforts against the Cavs in the finals. He has a 14-point effort. Yeah, he has big monster games that help bring that average up, especially against the Raptors. His points average was more than fine because he didn't have Durant and Klay Thompson on the court. It is objectively disappointing that one of the greatest players of his generation, the greatest player in franchise history, doesn't have a Finals MVP. I am daring him to do so.
Do you care that Shaq has four titles forever, but the third one, he doesn't get the Finals MVP? Do you guys really keep score in Finals MVPs? Because I've never done that.
Yeah, what do you mean the third one? He has two, though.
I know, but I'm saying I've never kept score. Oh. The idea that I think in one year Kobe won the finals MVP because they won game 7 and they beat the Celtics, but he was 6 for 24, yeah, and Ron Artest made a shot.
He had the big game,
And I just don't care very much about whether someone gets the finals MVP
or
not.
They're the most important player on that team?
I think that's awesome when you're the best player on the court during the finals.
But when Steph Curry and Kevin Durant were out there, I did not care who from the Golden State Warriors was going to be the one who got finals MVP. And that finals MVP bought him exactly nothing from Stugatz. Exactly zero from winning that.
Yeah, but Steph winning it would buy everything for him. It would. It meant nothing when Durant won it. But Steph, I'm totally with Mike on this. Steph needs to win a second title without Durant.
You have so many.
Needs to be the best player.
Stugatz, Durant hasn't won a title. Like, you don't realize how many takes you have all over the place that are conflicting here. According to you, Durant has never won a title except the one that you now deny Steph because he won a title.
Right, which means he's never won finals MVP. So it's a tricky spot.
I can't have a go at Shaq. He's won finals MVP, but I do remember the finals that he didn't win finals MVP, and I'll remember forever that Zoe was a more effective center in that series.
You will. History won't.
Dan, the best of the best win finals MVP, whether it's, you know, LeBron James, whether it's Kawhi Leonard, Paul Pierce, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Shaq, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Chauncey Billups. I mean, it means something. It does. Andre Iguodala.
Billy, you got a good stat of the day for us?
Stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is your stat of the day.
It's presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dan, the Warriors are -150 favorites to beat the Celtics. Those are the worst odds the Warriors have faced at the start of any series since 2014, when the Clippers were -400 favorites to beat the Warriors in the first round.
Huh.
So this is the least respected betting favorite Warriors? This is the most people we've had believing in an underdog in this series, that the Warriors have always been more of a favorite than they are right now.
Yep, that's what that set meant.
And what do you make of Draymond saying no one's beating us whole? No one, there is no team, our core, there is no team that has been good enough to beat that.
Is he's holding on to that because he got suspended one game and he thinks that he would have won it?
They gave up a 3-1 lead because in game five, he was suspended and he was a critical factor in that series.
Because of his own doing, they lost.
Yeah, your core lost to the Cavs.
Yeah.
You idiot.
He chose to kick someone in the balls.
Yeah.
Hey, kids.
What, you beat yourself because you kicked someone else in the balls? Get out of here. You dropped 3-1. Yep. Your core lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers, famously so. Mm-hmm. Out of here.
Yep.
You say FOH, but I love that Draymond is now the person who just is the only one in sports who's active, who's forever saying things.
Yeah, and the way that they lost to the Raptors, mind you, that dynasty was ending. And it's cool that they get to hold on to Durant's injury and Klay Thompson. If they're going to say that they weren't going to lose to the Raptors, I get to say yes, they were.
Okay, you
and
can,
I have evidence that supports that they were going to lose.
You can say that, but we can't talk. Like, we can't talk as much as we have about the Heat being injured and then deny the idea that Durant and Klay were injured for that series.
It's cute, but you know how dynasties unravel? Ugly. They unravel in an ugly fashion, and that was going to meet its end. It's very great if you're a Warriors fan that you get to hold on to the illusion that you got dethroned by injury and not by the Toronto Raptors. You didn't get to hear someone tell you you were worse because you always got to hold on to the Durant and Klay Thompson injuries.
But they're major injuries.
No, I'm not saying that they're not, but I'm saying to hold that up is to ignore what we saw when they were out
there. But that's where it ended, though. And furthermore,
no, it ended before that. The injury started piling on after that.
That is not only where it ended officially. Furthermore, it was one of the least impressive championships that bought a city least because it was so flagrant, the merit loss in this team that we know to be better is clearly injured. Therefore, I'm not going to regard Toronto as one of the great champions ever.
It's certainly top five.
Because of how injured the Warriors were.
It's certainly top five, but it's below the Warriors' own championship victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers of Mozgov, Dellavedova, and LeBron James, who should have won the MVP.
Dally.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.